you know, there's a lot of things that go into that. It's not just the scores. You know, I thought we defended very well. Termini are a very good side, and, you know, watching their games, we've got a lot of good shooters, a lot of good two-point shooters. So to nullify that, and then on the flip side, go down and do our scoring, and we were pretty pretty accurate today, so yeah. Happy with that.
We said it on commentary, and the general consensus, even at halftime when we were downstairs for the tea, was everybody was very, very impressed with the pace that you brought to that game today. It was really, really good to see. It was very, very impressive, so it was. And it was a bit of a statement from you guys in that front.
Aye, look, you can put it like that, but... probably comes down to competitiveness in the squad. I think everyone's, you know, no one's lax, because, you know, we've seen in the first two games, we're missing a lot of players, and boys still got a lot of jobs done. Like, so I think there's that pressure now to play well for the boys that are in the 15 for the first, you know, whatever, 40 minutes, and then the lads come in and finish off the job. So that's probably what it comes down to.
Yeah, but there's a real hunger within the group for you guys to do well this year again, and you can see it with that performance.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the word, hunger. Like, if you don't have that, you're not gonna have much to live for, like, so, or play for. So 100%, as I said, it's probably because you have a lot of young lads and new lads coming in, and they probably haven't tasted, you know, like a lot of us last year, that victory that, you know, the Tonys and Leos and the boys and Brandys, those kind of boys in the team. So they want a taste of that themselves, and they're hungry for it.
Yeah. You scored 1-6 today. Were you happy with your contribution overall?
I was all right. Probably should have had another two or yeah. three goals, but... look, if you can get on the scoreboard and help the team, it's a good thing. Like, but we've plenty of lads. There's more than just me. There's probably another 14 or 15 lads able to go and kick scores and score goals in our team. So, yeah, happy with what I can get.
But listen, you spent the summer, well, most of the summer in America.
Yeah.
So you did, and you came back in recent weeks, and by all accounts, you haven't lost the touch, that's for sure.
I know. bit of a break too is good. So, it was great experience to get out, and you're playing with a lot of lads from Donegal, and super experience, like, but yes, none beats being home either and playing that football.
And there was no rustiness signs either from the boys that returned as well, the likes of Finbar and Max. And when you add on as well, with the three Dohertys back again, like,
yeah, 100%.
So you have, and you all look like a real tight unit today.
100%, yeah. Probably the most notable one there, Eunan, came back from Australia, and he's an unbelievable player, like, absolute pleasure to play with. He does so much probably work off the ball and dirty work that not a lot of people see, but he's an absolute key asset to our team, and we're delighted to have all the Dohertys flying.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have, what, 5 points now? Back-to-back ones. You drew the first game.
Yeah.
The pitch is in a very, very good position now, primed for going straight to quarter-finals with another round to come. But I'm sure you guys don't mind who's meeting in the next stage of the competition, do you?
Exactly.
Take it as it comes, just.
That's it. You know, you can't just judge teams off who they are or their history. You just have to approach every game the exact same and go in with that attitude that you're going to try and win the game. So that'll be our attitude again for next week.
What will training be like this week? As you said, there's competition there. Our places
good.
Will be ramped up again, will it?
100%. You know, we've even more lads coming back there. You know, like Jack McKelvey's still coming back, and other boys to come back into the fray. So as you said, it'll be competitive, but as long as the running's light, it'll be all right.